Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. And on that note, my friends, welcome back. Welcome back to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Like I said, God had me in the studio this weekend, my homemade studio, that is. And y'all, I didn't even know. Whoo, this is how good God is. He gave me the words or the stanzas last week. I did not know what they were. I shared them with you, but God said, no, this is your new opening to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call, because I need the people to know we are being pushed out like God, Jesus did his disciples two by two to go walk into purpose. And yes, it is too much at stake. So we got to make a fast break. And I know it's some of y'all out there. Look, I'm getting into my message right now. I know it's some of y'all out there that's like, well, Can I really do this? Yes, you can do this. You can do whatever God has called you to do, my friends, because you don't have to ask for permission to move. You don't have to ask man for permission to move in your career, to move in your business journey, to move in life. All that matters, my friends. If God said do it, it ain't nothing to it but to do it. Okay? It ain't nothing to it but to do it. And we just thank God and we just bless God and we just ask God that he would give us a holy boldness in our spirit. Hallelujah. To move forward on what he has called us to do in this earthly realm. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Happy November. This is our first prayer call together in November. And I pray that your November has started off really well. You had a blessed weekend. And if you didn't know by the sound of the jam session, we are still in the We Will Not Keep Quiet series. Yes, we still here, y'all. We are still here in the We Will Not Keep Quiet series. And so this series is going to continue as long as the Lord don't release me from this series. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it because he has downloaded so much in my spirit to share with you all. And it may continue the whole month. I'm not sure. We don't know, but we're just going to let the Holy Spirit move. Okay. And so also, it's not just November, y'all. Here in the U Brand Academy camp, we are celebrating National Career Development Month. Hallelujah. It's National Career Development Month, and we are doing it in a special, special way. Of course, you know, I coach through a Christian lens, so we are going to get into it this month with our theme, Future Proof Your Career, Accelerate Through Uncertainty. Again, our theme for this National Career Development Month is Future Proof Your Career, Accelerate Through Uncertainty. And if you have not already, you can definitely join my special National Career Development Month list, text messaging list, that is. And that is, you can definitely text NCDM to the number 201-357-3218. Okay, that's NCDM to 201-357-3218 to join the special text messaging list. And I'm going to be sharing so many practical career elevation strategies with you all, and I'm so excited to pour into each and every one. All right, now that we got that out the way, let's get into what the Lord gave me in regards to the I Won't Keep Quiet series. It goes like this. I won't keep quiet. You better get out your comfort zone. Get it out your system. Go ahead and moan and groan. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. But let me remind you that God said you're enough. Don't you know with God, all things are possible. So go and do your thing. Go and be unstoppable. I can't keep quiet. We serve the God of the overflow. So when you walking by faith in your gifting, it's the God glow. Can somebody just give it up for the God glow that is going to surround you as you are stepping out of your comfort zone? It is the God glow that is going to draw others towards you. They're going to be like, what is it about my coworker? What is it about my colleague? What is it about this business owner? What is it about them? What is it about them? They're going to be like, oh, what is it? I just need to hear from them. And it's going to be God glowing all over you. And I just declare that and decree that right now. I declare that and decree that right now for each and every one of you listening under the sound of my voice right now. And so you want to know where this came from? I got to give y'all some historical context. I went back in my notes and the Lord highlighted to me that I was having a conversation with someone. I can't remember who, but the thing that we were talking about is don't be afraid to create your own stage. Ooh, I got to say that again. It says, don't be afraid to create your own stage. And so my friends, when you are in your career journey, you might be like, well, how can I create my own stage? Well, you know how when you're searching for a job or searching for another career opportunity or searching for, you know, how can I get that promotion? Listen, create your own stage. Don't wait around. Don't wait around till the promotion is presented to you. Don't wait around till the career opportunity is presented to you or when there's a career fair or anything in your own local place that you live, or you may travel to one or what have you. Don't wait for it, but you created your own self. And you can do that, my friends, through LinkedIn. You can do that, my friends, by tapping into your network, literally using your voice, which is one of your career assets. Yes, your voice is one of your career assets, and letting people know, of course, as you are led to let people know, that you are in need of a job opportunity, a career opportunity. Let the people know, okay? And use your voice in doing that. And so to in another context, don't be afraid to create your own stage. Listen, it's so many people that have been given, or in their 9-to-5s, that have been given instruction by the Lord. You have been given an instruction by the Lord, but you're like, what if nobody is in the audience when I'm on my stage? Ooh. What if nobody is in the audience when I am on my stage that I created? Well, my friends, can I break it down for you? Well, where it's first an audience of one. You first got to please the audience of one. And the one is the one and only God who got his hand on you as you pursue that career he told you to do. Woo! I got to say that again. You can't worry about serving or having an audience of, you know, the 500 plus million plus people that you may think is going to be in your camp or in the audience of your stage. And I know it's going to come for you. Yes, you got to believe that it's going to come for you. But first, you got to do it for the audience of one. And the one, again, is the one and only God who got his hand on you as you pursue that career, as you pursue that business idea, as you pursue whatever it is God has called you to do in this very season. Y'all. Woo. whatever God tells you to do, just do it. Whatever God, wherever God tells you to go, just go. Just go, and go with a quickness. Go expeditiously. Do not wait for the applause of man, but be waiting in expectation for the applause of our Heavenly Father. Woo! Yes. And so, if God said it, my friends, I got to say that if God said it, not if man said it, not if your coworker said it, not if your family said it, but if God said it, case closed. I wish I had a gavel in my hand to be like the judge and say, boom, case closed, case closed, case closed. If God said it, case closed. And so a shift in how you walk, a shift in how you talk, in how you move and how you groove is going to have to happen. Okay. It's going to have to happen. A shift in how you think about and talk about yourself is going to have to happen. That is a requirement, my friends, a requirement to get out the comfort zone that we love so much. I mean, I can testify. I could be the number one witness, right? To say, the comfort zone feels so good. It feels so good. But my friends, in the comfort zone, whew, there's some fear in the comfort zone. Let's just be real with it. There's procrastination in the comfort zone. Let's just talk about it, right? There is things in the comfort zone that are preventing us and holding us back to experience all of God's promises over our life. I know it's some of y'all that are listening under the sound of my voice right now that have been prophesied over, and you're like, well, God, I don't see it. What was going on? It's because you're still in your comfort zone. It's because you're still there in that career that God told you to get out of or pivot out of a long time ago. It's because you got to shift. The shift has to happen, and the shift starts with you. Believe it or not, the shift starts with you, and you have to give yourself notice. You know how you put everybody else on notice. Oh, I got to put them on notice because I may have these certain boundaries. Oh, I got to put them on notice when I may submit my PTO or my paid time off. I got to put others on notice and in any and everything we got going on, right? But can I encourage you this morning? Can I speak some life into you this morning and say, you got to put yourself on notice. You have to put yourself on notice and declare and decree that you are enough. Declare and decree that you're qualified. You are qualified. Long time ago, God qualifies you. Okay. So remember that fact. Okay, remember that fact. And so in order to believe that your mindset has to shift, to begin believing career abundance is your portion, and to believe career acceleration is truly your portion despite what the world may say. My God. Despite what the world may say. And so that's, my friends, I need you to wrap your head around that. I need you to wrap your head around that something has to occur, right? In order for you to truly move out from behind the comfort zone or from the boundary of the comfort zone. Come on. But for you to move past the comfort zone, for you to push past the comfort zone. And I encourage you to run out the comfort zone if you're the one declaring that career acceleration is truly your portion. And so I want to give you this example and this truth example. I was encouraging my husband when he said, when we were talking about career opportunities, and he said, so-and-so, and I'm not going to name the company, so-and-so stopped referring government people. And I was just like, ooh, they said that? And then I quickly responded, that's them. That's them. And also, you got favor in your career. How many times I got to tell you that? LOL, but seriously, literally, this is our conversation. I said, you have favor in your career. How many times I gotta tell you that? LOL, but seriously, right? But seriously. And so I want to tell y'all this morning, you got favor in your career. How many times I got to tell you that, especially if you've been listening to these prayer calls on and on and on, how many times I got to tell you that you have favor in your career? But guess what? If you need to hear it and hear it over and over again, I am here. I'm the one to tell you that, right? But I need you to also speak life over your situation and speak into yourself and let yourself know, put yourself on notice that you have favor in your career. And so his response, my friends, was, he said, yes, you're right, honey. God has truly been good. Can we just declare God has truly been good to us in this season? And so my other response to him, my friends, was, yep. Yeah. So don't be forgetting that, okay? Don't be forgetting what I told you. When facts are thrown your way, you throw your faith this way. I'm gonna say that again. When facts are thrown your way, you throw your faith its way. So when your mind may say maybe, you got to remember your divine favor is weighty because you serve a God that is almighty. My God. Whew. How many of y'all serve a God that is almighty, who is all knowing and he can do any and everything but fail? He could do any and everything but fail, my friends. So where the world gives you facts, you got to remember you experience God's favor through his truth, which aligns to the word of God. And specifically in the Bible, God's truth is defined as the absolute, unchanging, and ultimate reality that originates from his own unchanging nature. This truth is not merely a concept, but it is embodied in God himself, who declared, I am the way and the truth and the life. Therefore, God's truth means God is the source and standard. Can we just declare that God is the source and standard for what is real and true? And his word is truthful, reliable, and consistent. I don't know about y'all, my friends, but I just praise the Lord for being the source and standard for what is real and what is true. The Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus and Savior, our Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And that's John 14:6. So definitely resonate or reflect on that. Let it get in your spirit real good. But I do want to give you some more scripture. And I know we're over time, my friends. But if you can hang out with me for a little bit longer, because this is what the Lord just laid on my heart to share with you all this morning. And I want to break down what he was sharing with me in the stanzas that I shared with you in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. And so when it comes to getting out your comfort zone, we got to go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It states, for the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-control. So if we know that God has not given us a spirit of timidity, of timidness, he has not given us a spirit of timidness, this verse, my friends, directly challenges fear and timidity, or the spirit of fear and timidness, encouraging you to truly step out of your comfort zone and operate in God's power, or in other words, what we always talk about, operate in your authority to trample over the enemy, or your authority to trample over your fears, your authority to trample over the spirit of timidness. And we just ask God to remove it, evacuate that from our spirits right now in Jesus' name, so that we can truly step out in faith and operate in our gifting. Yes. And so I want to go to another scripture that talks about, you know, where I said it's rough and God said you're enough. That aligns to 2 Corinthians 12:9, chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So, and it says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. So when you're in that season of saying, oh, yes, it's rough, it's tough, so much is going wrong and all the things, that, my friends, that's signaling you're in a weak zone in your life, in your walk. You're in a weak zone, okay? And God is saying in this scripture that his grace is sufficient for you. His power is made perfect in your weakness, okay? And that is such good news. And the last thing I want to share with you all this morning in regards to what scriptures align to what we talked about this morning is when I was sharing with you all about using your gifting and giving God the glory. And ultimately, of course, that's the God glow that people are going to see around you, right? And so the scripture that aligns best with that is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 through 11. It says, each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various form. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. And my friends, when we say amen, that's you coming in agreement with God's word. That's you coming in agreement with God's promises over your life. And so together we say amen and amen. And so I pray that message really penetrated your spirit and you will really reflect on it as you go throughout this work week, my friends. And so let's get into this good word of prayer. And I see your prayer requests in the chat, and yes, we are going to get to those. And so, Lord Father God, let us pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for who you have called them to be in this earthly realm. God, I thank you that their mindset will shift to believe that you have called them for such a time as this. You have created them to endure whatever they are enduring right now as it relates to their career journey, as it relates to their business journey, as it relates to their life journey. God, you have made them durable. Woo! You have made them more than conquerors. Let them be reminded that they are the head and not the tail. Let them be reminded that they are above and not beneath. And let them be reminded that you are always by their side and they can experience victory through Jesus Christ. My God. Yeah. So God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for fighting on our behalf. We thank you for fighting our battles that we are facing in this earthly realm. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for giving us a holy boldness to step out of our comfort zone. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to speak life, giving us the words to articulate on how to speak life over ourselves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to speak life, help us to speak truth, and help us to be reminded that career abundance is our portion, career acceleration is our portion, despite what the world says. So anytime the world is throwing facts in our face, God, whoo, hallelujah, we're going to throw our faith at it. We're going to throw our faith at it and stand on your promises that you have given us. life and life more abundantly. And that includes your career journey, and that includes your business journey, and of course, life in general. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your divine favor, for we know with your divine favor, it is weighty. We just declare and decree that the divine favor over our life is weighty, that it pressures us, that it just falls all over us, that it drenches us, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for having your way in our life. Yes, hallelujah. And let us always be reminded of your truth, God. Let us be reminded of your truth each and every day as we go throughout our workday, as we go and be bold in this season, God. Have us to get out of a static mode and move into a nomadic mode, God, where there is movement in our steps. Have us to not be fearful, but have us to be fearless as we move in this season of waiting, in this season of transition, in this season of elevation, in this season of career acceleration. It is always in declare and decree. We declare and decree that it's always going to be a season of career abundance, Lord. So let us always look at our situations with spiritual lenses and not with carnal lenses, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for where we sow in tears, we reap in joy. Hallelujah. For where we sow in tears, we will reap in joy. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for always comforting us. And as you comfort us, we ask that you comfort us so good as we get the boldness and be fearless to get out of the wet, the comfort zone. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all. I pray that you all experience more career opportunities. I pray that you will experience strategies, get a download from the Lord in your careers, get a download from the Lord in your ministry. I pray that God will give you peace, and I pray that God will always keep his eyes on you, his eyes on you, his eyes on you, because you are his child. You are the apple of God's eye. Yes, that's what the word says. You are his children, and for that, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. And we lift your name on high. We petition heaven. We bombard heaven. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for being in the midst of what the world, the chaoticness of all the noise the world may throw our way. We just thank God for being in the midst. And on that note, amen, amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, y'all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And of course, I will catch you back up here next time. And for those that are on my special National Career Development Month list, I will definitely be hopping on live on YouTube occasionally. I'm hopping on today to tell you exactly what the practical strategy to elevate in your career in order to future-proof it is going to be. This just a sneak peek. We are working on mindset. We are working on mindset. And on that note, I just want to let y'all know, since y'all still rocking with me, I just released my new course entitled Career Acceleration Secrets Disclosed. And so that, my friends, is definitely going to help you shift your mindset during this season. Your mind, my friends, is actually the number one career asset, and it deserves to be elevated. It deserves to be enhanced. It deserves to be upskilled, and it deserves all that and more, okay? And so this course is really going to dive deep into how you can start to make immediate shifts in your mindset to truly believe that career abundance is yours. Career acceleration is yours despite any season, because we rock with who? We rock with the one and only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, y'all, have a wonderful and blessed work week, and I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.